Bueno, estamos en Parametro 95.1 con Fouz. How are you guys?
We're great. It's really good to be back in Buenos Aires, yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you, yes.
Yanis,
great.
Your name, you know, here we use a strong Y. It's like Shanis. We could say your name Yanis. Shanis.
Sure. Yeah.
Le digo que la Y acá, su nombre es Yanis. La Y acá se marca más sh. Tenemos una I un poco más marcada. You're four now. You'll be here many, many times. Do you like Argentina or it's
just... We love it. We really love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, you've been here before, but you were five at that time. We're four now. Has it the dynamic change at all or not?
I mean, not, you know, not as much as maybe we would have thought. I think, not massively. We still just get on, and I think that we feel really good about the new record. And I think that was the big challenge, was making the new record. But because that worked out well, we just feel really good. There's more room in the transport. Every time we go anywhere, there's like a bit more room now without him. So, it's
exactly what Chanis said. I agree.
Okay, dice este también es Jack. Estamos con Jack también acá en la entrevista. Nos estaban con Jack. Nos cuentan que la dinámica no cambió hasta el momento, que la dinámica para la grabación del nuevo material del que vamos a hablar ahora fue muy buena y se acomodaron rápidamente a los cambios. Everything will be saved. Everything will be not saved, will be lost. Yeah. That's the name. It's the part one of the.
Yes.
Okay. There will be a part two soon or not? Les pregunto si va a haber una segunda parte pronto.
Yeah, part two will be coming in the fall. I'm not entirely sure on the date yet, but it will be before the end of the year.
Antes de que termine el año, vamos a tener la parte 2 del disco, la segunda parte de Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost. That's the real name. Okay, ese es el nombre completo. Les voy a preguntar sobre. Es un disco bastante político, el de este año, el quinto disco de la banda. Y les voy a preguntar si la coyuntura política de su país tiene algo que ver con esto. Ellos son de Oxford, de Inglaterra. It's a political recording, I guess. I don't know if you want to call it that way, but that's the thing that is happening in the world, in your country, has something to do about it?
Yeah, I mean, in some way. I mean, we definitely didn't set out like to make a political record, but I think that inevitably certain concerns and preoccupations in the world like fed into the lyrics, and I really wanted to make the lyrics be communicative and reflect what's going on right now, so it was inevitably going to be political in some way.
Not really. I think like a lot of the themes it's kind of bigger than party politics anyway. I don't know. I think just the way we're kind of viewing the world at the moment and how species are dying off and things like that. It's kind of too big to call that political. Do you know what I mean? It just feels like we're living in quite catastrophic times.
Bueno, están hablando de que están viviendo un momento bastante catastrófico en cuanto a la política y que sí, tuvo que ver con eso. Después vamos a detallar más en el piso de lo que acaban de la devolución que acaban de hacer de la pregunta con respecto a si era político o no. No es la primera vez que están en Argentina, ya les pregunté sobre eso, pero sí es cierto que están en un marco de un festival y les voy a preguntar si les gusta participar de festivales, si prefieren hacer un show más puntual y más privado de ellos. You're working now, you're playing tonight in a festival, and I would like to know if you prefer playing on festivals or you prefer your own venue.
Playing festivals is just, it's totally different to playing our own shows. And for that reason, it's just a different experience. But I guess like the kind of exciting thing for us at festivals is you have a chance to make new fans and convert people that may not know your music, because people will be walking through a festival, and if they like what they hear, they'll stop and watch. And then if you can convince people that have never heard your band to stay till the end of your set, then that's like really rewarding for us. There's been times in the past where we've started off with a relatively small crowd, and by the end it's you've got a whole field full of people. I think that's kind of it's like instantly gratifying for us, because you can kind of see that what you're doing is communicating to the crowd.
Dicen que lo importante de los festivales y lo interesante es que justamente pueden convencer a nuevas personas, nuevo público, de que los escuchen y de que estén acá, que quizás no los tienen tanto, y que los pueden incorporar a su mundo de fanáticos. Last question, última pregunta. Do you prefer touring or recording? ¿Prefieren grabar o ir de gira?
I really like both. I think that both have pros and cons, you know. And now that we're in tour, I think I feel like we prefer touring. And then when we're in the studio, I think we feel like we prefer being in the studio.
What do you prefer, Jack?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Yanis. I mean, it's the best thing about touring is getting to travel the world and kind of, you know, I mean, we've been to Argentina so many times now, and I just wouldn't have had that opportunity had it not been for the band. So that's... So maybe touring edges over studio slightly.
Okay, Jani dice que cuando está grabando le gusta estar grabando y cuando está de gira prefiere estar de gira. Y Jack nos dice que bueno, que en general prefiere el tiempo de grabación, pero que la gira le gusta mucho y le interesa. Guys, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Good show tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Esta tarde, a las 5:30 de la tarde, en el escenario principal 1, ahí estarán los Fouls, así que ahí estaremos.